Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. I welcome everyone here tonight to this communion of preservation, communion of escape, and oil of preservation. I am speaking on the subject, experiencing the ministry of angels. Somebody who is about to experience that ministry of angels, say a loud amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and verse 14. I welcome everyone again, and I appreciate God for you for coming to this service tonight, the rain, the transportation situation, and everything. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. We have three objectives tonight. One is to understand the ministry of angels. Number two is to understand the assignment of angels. And number three, understanding what it takes to activate the ministry of angels. Again, understanding the ministry of angels is number one objective. Number two is to understand the assignment of angels. Understanding the ministry of angels, understanding the assignment of angels, and thirdly, understanding what it takes to activate the ministry of angels. It's important to note that the subject of angels is such an important subject that runs through the scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Runs through the scripture. It's also important to note that the ministry of angels is critical for success in life and destiny. For every child of God, the ministry of angels is critical to success in life and destiny. I am trusting God that preaching tonight, we are not just going to be hearing a preaching, but trusting God for the experience. Say a loud amen. I sense that the ministry and activity of angels is about to be increased in this season. I sense an increase, an elevation in this season, in the earth generally. But I also sense, particularly in our nation, and particularly in this end time season, I'm going to ask some questions and answer them. What or who are angels? First, angels, the question number one, what are angels? Who are angels? Angels are ministering or servant spirits created by the Almighty for his service. Angels are ministering or servant spirits created by the Almighty for his service. We saw that in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Are they not all ministering spirits? Servant spirits. Question number two, who are angels assigned to? two directions of assignment. First, angels minister or serve their creator, the Almighty. That's their first assignment. They minister to or serve their creator, the Almighty. In Matthew chapter 22 and in verse 30, Jesus was speaking about they are like angels of God in heaven who neither marry or nor are given in marriage. So the greatest population of angels you will ever see anywhere is in heaven. They minister to or serve their creator, the Almighty. Now, their second assignment, number 2B, is that angels minister to the heirs of salvation. The saints, the heirs of salvation. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, we just read that. The heirs of salvation. Everyone who is born again, everyone who is a child of God, everyone who is a heir of salvation, experience, they are qualified to experience the ministry of angels. Question number 3, what is our relationship with angels? There are 3 things I'm about to say, or 4 in this regard. First, appreciation to God for the service of angels. Is our responsibility. Appreciation to God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The psalmist was speaking in Psalm 91 all the way to verse 15 thereabout. That is a psalm. That is a song. He shall give his angels charge over you. All that are part of the songs were appreciating God for the ministry of angels. Second thing to note here is, angels minister to the saints in response to God's charge to them. In response to God's charge. That's our relationship with them. The God who sent the angels charge them to minister to us. What's the meaning of that to us? Now, we saw in Psalm 91, verse 10 to verse 11. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. So he gives the angels charge. We are not the ones who order them. We don't order them. They are charged for assignment by our Creator. I give you a story, and I think I'm going to interlace this with a lot of stories. Many years ago in our church in Area 1, I was ministering in the healing and deliverance service, and I said that somebody here is going to be traveling to the Far East, somewhere Far East, that is Far East around China side, that kind of place. This Friday, I'd like to pray for you. And the woman rushed out. I think she was traveling to China that Friday. I prayed for her. And I said, go preserved, return preserved. And I said to her, see you when you come. Many of you know the story. And this lady went. On their way back from China, between China and Dubai, the plane began to have problems. All of a sudden, the pilot came on the air and told the people that he has lost contact with control tower, every contact. Before you can say praise the Lord, the aircraft began to descend in altitude, drop like stone. They dropped 10,000 feet in 5 minutes. The pilot said, get ready for a crash. Everything is out of control. This woman stood up in the aircraft and he said, no. Now, the person who sat by her said, oh, so is this how we are going to die? She looked at that woman violently and said, if you are about to die, I am not about to die. My pastor said, see you when you come back. And he shall see me because I shall get back. So she stood up in that aircraft and began to blast in tongues. You know, desperate times deserve drastic actions. Desperate actions. See, blasted and blasted. All of us, as the aircraft was dropping, all of a sudden it stabilized. It remained stable and then began to go up. Pilot said, I don't know what has happened, but I think we have control now. Came out of the cockpit to greet, to find out who was the one blasting and talking like that. She became an instant celebrity. As they landed in Dubai, everybody was getting her complimentary card. Listen to this. This is the point. This woman didn't come to church to testify. She just thanked God and all of that. 1 year later, on a Sunday morning, about 4 a.m., somebody woke her up and said to her, today is exactly 1 year since the Almighty sent us in response to your pastor's decree to rescue you from death. An angel was talking to her. Today is 1 year, is the first anniversary of what would have been a crash that could have made you lose your life. The Almighty sent us in response to the decree of your pastor to save your life, and you have not yet testified. Today is Sunday. Go and testify. First time I heard it, it shook me. It's like shivers. The Almighty sent us. They are sent by God. They are charged by our Creator. They are ministering spirits that minister for the heirs of salvation. They are sent by God on our behalf. I announce and I prophesy to somebody, in this season, you shall experience the ministry of angels like never before in your life and in your family. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I trust God to see how fast I can go. So, angels minister to the saints in response to God's charge to them. The third thing now to note concerning our relationship with angels is that angels are not meant to be worshipped. They are not meant to be worshipped. So you don't boss them, you don't boss it over them, neither do you worship them. John the Beloved had an experience, and an angel, a very mighty angel, came with a message to him in Revelation chapter 19 and in verse 10. And then he decided to bow down, and I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and a fellow servant of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. The only person you can worship is God. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Worship God. Don't worship me. We hear about the worship of angels. It is wrong. It is demonic. Somebody say amen. And finally, the fourth thing you know about angels in terms of their relationship with us, angels actually, I want to use the word envy cautiously. They actually envy the status of the saints of God. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. That is why for most angels, they wonder why we behave and act the way we are. Because it appears to them we don't really know who we are. We don't really know the position where God has placed us. He said, unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Which things the angels desire to look into. The package of redemption. The total package of what God has in store for the saints. The angels are eager. They want to peep and see. What kind of people are these? God made man in his image. There was nowhere he said he made the angels in his image. This is our relationship with the ministry of angels. Having said all of that, what is the assignment of angels? What is the assignment? The first assignment of the angels is why we are here tonight, is divine protection and preservation. Divine protection and preservation. In Psalm 37 and in verse 5, Psalm 37 verse 5, he said, all right, let's look at Psalm 91 verse 10 to verse 11. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. In all thy, I'm coming to that. In all thy ways. Put it again up there. In all, he shall give his angels. Now, go to the next verse. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. He shall bear you up in their hands. In Area 1 church, when there is that slope there, you know the slope there that you go all the way down to the rest, King's Banquet. My baby Deborah and her sister Daniela were walking on that slope. And then suddenly, it appeared like she was trying to trip and fall. And then somebody stood by her. Two people. Yes, right. Women. They stood one on the left and one on the right and picked her up and said, oh, Deborah, sorry. And just held her up so that she doesn't trip and fall. And she wanted to turn and say, thank you. And there was nobody. He shall give his angels charge. So they ran. She ran and her junior sister ran after her. And they ran to come and meet us and meet mommy and daddy. We just saw something just now. We saw angels just now. I was about to fall. They held me up. And when I wanted to say thank you, I couldn't see anybody. He shall give his angels charge. Only in eternity will we be able to identify the things the devil planned against us that never came to pass. And I can assure you in the name of Jesus, that devil shall continue to fail. Psalm 34 and in verse 7, where they just showed us, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that feareth him and delivereth them. Isaiah chapter 63 verse 8, Isaiah 63 verse 8 and 9. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. The angel of his, that word saved is the word rescued. Rescued them. He rescued them in his love and in his pity. He redeemed them and bare them and carried them all the days of old. Daniel chapter 6 verse 22. Daniel was speaking to King Nebuchadnezzar. He said, my God has sent his angel and he has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. The angel shut the mouth of the lion. Acts chapter 12 verse 6, we saw Peter in prison and the angel of the Lord. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And the chains fell from his hands. Genesis chapter 48 verse 15. Genesis 48 and in verse 15 and all the way to verse 16. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day. Now look at this. The angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, rescue them from evil. Exodus 23 and in verse 20. On the way to the promised land, God said, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to keep you, to guard you, to protect you, to preserve you. Angels have the assignment of divine protection and divine preservation. Somebody shall experience that. Say amen. Number two is divine guidance and direction. Divine guidance and direction. Divine guidance and direction. We saw Exodus 23, 20, where we just read now. God was telling Israel that he will send an angel to before them to keep them in the way, to assist them in the way, to ensure they don't miss the way. Divine guidance and direction. In Acts chapter 10, verse 1 to 6, we saw Cornelius that received guidance and direction by the ministry of angel. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. And he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. When he had looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodged with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. That was guidance, direction coming to Cornelius. Now look at Acts chapter 8, verse 26. This was a Holy Ghost-filled person being led by the ministry of the angel still. In case someone says so, maybe it's for Old Testament people. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, guided by the ministry of the angel. In Genesis chapter 16, verse 8 and 9, we saw Hagar receiving guidance from the ministry of the angel. Angels guide, angels direct. Number three assignment of angels is divine revelations. Now, when we talk about guidance, it's like this is the way to go. When we talk about revelation, in this case, we are talking about the unveiling of mysteries, the unveiling of hidden secrets, the unveiling of mysteries and hidden secrets. They have that ministry. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 10 to verse 14, Daniel walked in this realm a lot. Daniel, and behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he has spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. He said, I have come to cause you to understand. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, fear not, for from the first day that thou didst send thy face to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. They come to expose. You read all the way to verse 17. I'm rushing because of time. They come to expose. Verse 14 rather, they come to expose and to unveil mysteries, hidden secrets, what is to come. Now in Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 to 2, you will notice that the whole of the book of Revelation, the basis of it was the revelation of an angel, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must surely come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw. So he sent forth an angel to open a seal. And as the seal was opened, John the beloved began to see things of the end times, the dragon, the antichrist. He began to see several of the things that were yet to come. Angels unveil, usher men into depths of revelation. That is number three. Number four is supernatural supply or divine provision. Angels, there are angels of supply, angels of divine provision. In Genesis chapter 24 and in verse 40, Genesis 24 and in verse 40, when Abraham was sending his servant to go and get a wife for Isaac, he said unto him, and he said unto me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. So angels are connected to supplies, to prosperity. Prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. That's the ministry of angels assisting a man to prosper in his way, to prosper on a given assignment. Is God speaking to somebody here? Say aloud, amen. And of course, we saw the Exodus chapter 23 and in verse 20, where we read, where God was taking, the angel was bringing them into the land that God has prepared for them. What land was that? It was the land that floweth with milk and honey. The angel of the Lord assisted them to step into the minefield of Canaan, to step into the gold wells of Canaan. That angel was the angel of supernatural supply and divine provision. Now, when I saw something about Solomon, I saw in 1 Kings chapter 10 and in verse 14, and my eyes opened. He said, concerning in 1 Kings 10, 14, he said, now, the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 600 threescore and six talents of gold. Beside that, he had of the measurement and of the traffic of spice merchants. Now, Solomon literally had a traffic, a supernatural traffic that trafficked things in his direction. The picture that came to my mind was the kind of traffic warden you see at the junction that is just moving vehicles. Come here, you move here, you stop there, you move here. It looks like that was the kind of traffic that Solomon had, and it trafficked supernatural resources and supernatural supplies. I don't know who is here today, but you shall experience this ministry in the name of Jesus. Can that amen be louder? Can that amen be louder? The Lord can assign an angel to connect you with those that are relevant to your life and your destiny. He can assign an angel to take you by hand into the place where your money or your resources are. He can assign an angel. Hey! I see some supernatural things happening in this season. Even as you hear what you are hearing today, say aloud amen. Number five is divine strength and vitality. Angels have the capacity for the supply of strength, vitality, and I believe health. In Luke chapter 22, verse 43, when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was exhausted concerning the destiny of the world, the Bible said, there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. There appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Strengthening him. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 6, we saw how Elijah was embarking on a journey, and he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of the angel's food, the food angel brought, and the meat, 40 days and 40 nights. He couldn't feel hungry, he couldn't feel tired, he couldn't feel exhausted, because he had an angelic encounter that supplies strength and energy and health. I'm a partaker of this. I can tell you all that. By diverse revelations and diverse encounters, strength, vitality, that is unusual, that is unbeatable. Now, if you look at Psalm 78, verse 24 and 25, the Bible made it clear that the food that the Israelites ate in the wilderness was angels' food. He rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. What was the impact of eating the food of angels? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 to 4. Their garment did not wax old. Their feet did not swell. He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Verse 4. Thy raiment was not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell. These 40 years, they ate something that made it impossible for foot to swell. Is God speaking to anybody here tonight? They got a supernatural encounter that gave them stability, gave them stamina, gave them kakrakarity. At times, some people say, I should rest. I said, you have to rest when you are tired. You rest when you are tired. If you are tired, please rest. I don't go and lie down on the bed looking for sleep. Sleep has to look for me. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. By any means, whether it is in form of a vision or a revelation or an encounter, or even an encounters you are not aware of. One day, I had overworked myself and I was tired. So I laid down, stressed out. Very few occasions that had happened. And my wife was worried. Because when you see lion lying down, so it calls for concern. And then God opened her eyes suddenly and he saw a man standing, an angel standing in front of the bed where I was lying, looking down like this. So, really? Is this what is happening? Then why am I worried? Let me sleep, my friend. The outcome of that encounter was a strength that resulted in grace. Everyone here today, as we take the communion, I declare every sickness and weakness, disease, and any trace of affliction in your body shall be cleaned out today. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. That man who just testified came with diabetes, blood sugar, and he cleared out this Sunday. Whatever you have come here with tonight shall be cleaned out of your system. Say it loud, amen. That was divine strength, vitality. Number six is victory in battle. Victory in battle. In John chapter 10, Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. When the children of Israel shouted and the wall of Jericho fell down flat, it was a miracle. Can I ask a question? When you fall a cube of sugar, when you fall it, what is the height? It's the same height. If you fall a cube of sugar, the height remains the same. Fall it, turn it any way you want, just push it, it remains the same height. The wall of Jericho was as tall and as wide as it was high. So push it down, the height remains. The only way it can become flat is if a force pushed it into the earth. That was an angel. What I believe is that God literally sent an angel, and you say, you know what? Just go and just help me level this, and the angel just jumped. Sank it into the earth. When I get to heaven, I would like to find out who that rugged angel was. The other one I want to find out is the company that joined Michael to kick Satan out of heaven. Hey! Hey! Search, please, I want to see the guys that kick Lucifer from heaven until it appeared on earth with the speed of light. He didn't know what was happening until he had left heaven. See, I beheld Satan fall like light. It was too fast for him to realize what they kicked him with a force. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the way God is about to kick a witch out of your life and kick a wizard out of your life
and kick a satanic force out of your life. If you believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. And I prophesy tonight the ministry of angels stepping into your battle. Everywhere you are in battle right now, they are stepping in there. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen.
Joshua chapter 10, please take your seat. Chapter 10, verse 11 to 12. In a certain war that the children of Israel were fighting along their journey, it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and when they going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. Angels are servant spirits. God will not carry the stone by his hand. Move this. And there were more which died with the hailstones that they whom the children of Israel slew with a sword. Now, there is a direct place in which the angel enter into battle with a sword. Second Chronicles chapter 32 and in verse 21 and in verse 22. Second Chronicles. And the Lord sent an angel which cut off all the mighty men of valor and the leaders and Assyrians in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. This was the king of Assyria, King Sennacherib, that came against Hezekiah. And when he was coming to his house, the house of his God, they that came forth of his own bowels slew him there with the sword. His own sons came and slew him. Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side. Now let's look at the number of those who died there. Isaiah 37 verse 36. Isaiah chapter 37 and in verse 36. Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. One angel slaughtered 185,000 people overnight. And when they rose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. God said, angel, move. Anyone that is a man of might, among them, bury them. And the guy just stepped in there. 20,000 gone. To me, they don't kill one by one. Now, what I'm saying to you is what I told you about I experienced in the night. One day, I was moving in the dream of the night. And then suddenly, some mob came across me to try to attack me. I was about to rush at them. And suddenly, I saw this guy standing and he said, give me space. Hey! Hey! He moved his hand about twice. One, two. They were all on the floor. I looked at him. I said, who are you, sir? Who are you, please? He said, I am the angel sent to fight your battles. That is why I'm too aware. Any devil looking for me is looking for death. He's on a suicide mission. I am the angel sent to fight your battles. The gentle strides of the tigress is not cowardice. It is strategy. So, when at times some of us remain cool, calm, it is strategy. And I'm not more special than you to God. They are ministering spirits sent to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. There is an angel, at least one, that I'm sure of, that is around your life. And in this season, you shall experience the ministry of an angel. If you are saying amen, say like a believer. Lift up your hand and say, Father, thank you for the ministry of battle angels around my life. I begin to experience them more frequently. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. And finally, number seven assignment is divine purpose establishment. Angels
have the assignment of establishing the purpose of God in the earth. Divine purpose establishment. That was why when I began to tell you that in the season we are in, we are going to begin to see an increased activity of angels. We are going to see an increased activity of angels in our nation. An increased activity of angels in our world. Because the stage is set for the end time move of the Holy Ghost. And God has an agenda for Nigeria which no devil can stop. Divine purpose establishment. In Genesis 32, verse 1 to 2. When Jacob was returning to the land of his fathers, to the land of Canaan, the land of his of promise, the land of destiny, Jacob went on his way and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. We saw also in Exodus 23:20 how the angel was leading the people into the land of purpose, the land of promise. The angel was leading the people into the land of promise. We also saw in Luke chapter 22 verse 43, while Jesus was praying for his assignment, the angel came to strengthen him to fulfill the assignment of the cross of dying for the world. Divine purpose attracts the ministry of angels. They serve to ensure that the purpose of God in the earth comes to pass. That the purpose of God for the lives of people come to pass. I don't need to beg for the ministry of angels if I'm on assignment for God. And that is the next thing we are going to go into. What is it that triggers the ministry of angels? What triggers the ministry of angels? Number one, being a heir of salvation. That is being born again. Being a heir of salvation. Are they not all ministering spirits that shall minister for them that shall be heirs of salvation? When you are a heir of salvation, when you are born again, when you are a child of God, you are qualified for the ministry of angels. Number two, being aligned with divine purpose. Being aligned with divine purpose. Alignment with divine purpose. Where you are not just living your own life. You are not living for self. You are not living at random motion. You are living for the purpose of your creation. Being aligned, Luke 22, 43, Jesus was in alignment with divine purpose. And then the angel of the Lord ministered to him. There are many people wondering why they are not experiencing the ministry of angels when they are just fulfilling their personal selfish ambition. What God wants to do with their life is immaterial to them. They are just running in every direction. You know, the angel of the Lord can assist you to fulfill purpose. And in some cases, when you are going against the purpose of God, the angel of the Lord will resist you. Hallelujah. That happened to Balaam. In Numbers chapter 22, verse 24 to 26, Balaam was going against the purpose of God by trying to curse the people of God. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she trusted herself. And you know the rest of the story. The angel came to hinder him. Are you on assignment? You are qualified to be assisted. Are you contrary to his assignment, in fact, trying to work against God's people? You are qualified to be resisted. Going in the way. When Israel came out of Egypt, the angel went before them to take them into purpose. So, being a heir of salvation and being aligned to divine purpose. One of the things that somebody will do tonight is, Lord, help me to be in the center of your plan. If I am not in the center of your purpose, whether it is what I'm doing with my life, whether it is place of worship, whatever it is, or who, spiritual covering, if you are not, I'm not in the center of your purpose, Lord, help me to be in the very center of your purpose so that I can experience the ministry of your servant spirits. Number three is giving voice to God's word. Giving voice to God's word. Psalm 103 verse 20, Psalm 103 and in verse 20, he said, "Bless the Lord, ye angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word." Angels are always listening for the voice of God's word. When you carry, now the word of God is what we have here. when you begin to speak out that word, you are giving voice to God's word. All right, I cannot die before my time. I shall fulfill my days. I am serving the Lord my God, and he's blessing my bread and my water. I am serving the Lord. I cannot beg. I cannot borrow. I can't be stranded. I can't be frustrated. When you are speaking based on the depth of God's word that is inside you, men are cast down. Fuel prices haywire. But I am saying there is a lifting up. My God is supplying my needs, not according to my account in the bank or according to the budget of Nigeria, but according to his riches in glory. When you are giving voice to God's word, when you are saying what God is saying, you activate angels, you strengthen them on assignment, you increase their muscle. They excel in strength. They excel in strength. That is why some people have more supernatural ministry than others. Some people have more experience in the supernatural than others because of the content of what they say. Now, number three or number four is like unto number three. Giving voice to God's word, number four. Avoiding careless or frivolous speaking. When you give voice to God's word, you activate angels. When you avoid careless talk, frivolous talk. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and in verse 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and in verse 6. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel. So most times angels are around you, but you are not aware. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands? Next verse. For in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also diverse vanities, but fear thou God. Now, somebody is just talking carelessly. Hey, this time we are in, who can survive? Oh, this kind of thing. I mean, it's terrible. From my family, nobody can. All manner of frivolous and negative careless talk. He said, the angel is not hearing that it's an error. It's not even jokes that are useless jokes. You don't joke useless jokes that are negative talks, because it will hamper and hinder the ministry of angels. Avoiding careless and frivolous speaking. Number five is the altar of sacrifice. Altar of sacrifice. When I talk about the altar of sacrifice and giving. Judges chapter 13 verse 19. One of the things that I saw early in my life and ministry is that the altar of sacrifice offers angelic ire. It provides a celestial, terrestrial highway for the traffic of angels. Look at that in Judges 13 and in verse 19. So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord. And the angel did wondrously. And Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. He just, that flame, that sacrifice and the flame created a highway, a celestial terrestrial flight path. He just stepped in there and there he went. Am I communicating at all? In case you say, what is the meaning of that big English? A heavenly, earthly express road. Explanation is what? Like they ask somebody, what is the meaning of disaster? You say, it is calamity. He used another big word to answer a big word. Somebody say amen. The altar of sacrifice. And I can say this further to you. The covenant fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who were men and people of altars and sacrifices, they dwelt, especially Jacob, in the company of angels. I just read that to you in Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 4. And if you remember also the man called Cornelius,
One of the things that was used to remember him was his giving. Acts chapter 10 and in verse 1 to 4. And by that giving, an angel was, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. And then he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him, saying unto him, Cornelius. When he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy giving or alms are come up for a memorial before God. And for that purpose, I have been sent to you. Everyone who understands the language of sacrifice, the language of giving, the language of altars, the language of covenant, will experience the angels of the covenant, covenant angels. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. The altar of sacrifice. And of course, number six now, I believe. Number six is the altar of prayer and fasting. I just read to you now, one of the things that brought that angel was the prayer of Cornelius. But the altar of prayer and fasting. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 2 to 6. Daniel chapter 10 and in verse 2 all the way to verse 6. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning through 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man, clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Euphaz. That was the angel that came for his rescue while he was in the period of the fast. In Luke 22:43, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was in prayer when the angel appeared. Back up to verse 42. He was saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He was in the garden traveling in prayer. Then an angel appeared. The altar of prayer and fasting. Final number seven. Seven is a prayer, but I separated it. And that is praying abundantly in the spirit. How is that, pastor? Yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 differentiates the tongues of men and tongues of angels. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling silver. Now listen to this. Tongue is communication. You are speaking a language. All right. So there are tongues that are tongues of men. That is, there are tongues we speak. That is the language somewhere in this world. There are people who have spoken Spanish and French and all of that while speaking in tongues. But there are tongues, a bulk of tongues, that are the tongues of angels. It's not anywhere on the earth. That is why some people say when they spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost, there were people who heard them. That was how God chose for it to happen at that time. The people who heard them, because they were speaking majorly tongues for the people to hear as an evidence. But there are tongues of angels. Now, when you speak tongues that are not earthly, that are angelic tongues, you are communicating, you are talking to angels. How many of you have ever found yourself in New York City and you are just walking on the road and you are just seeing some people greeting each other? Nnake kwanu. Oronaga kwa. And you just, your ears are pulled in that direction. You will just walk towards them and you just start greeting them. They are not talking to you, but you just found yourself. Or you found yourself and somebody say, Abba there. Is there anybody from Akwa Ibom here? Idian Kong. And you just move in that direction. Or you head in some Los Angeles or Las Vegas somewhere. Oya Bole. And you just start them blowing. And especially if they start blowing your own dialect.
you will just move in that direction. You say, ah. And you start talking. Language compels attention. Others, when you speak the tongues of angels, you don't beg them to come. That is why when you pray in tongues abundantly, and you are likely to speak in these tongues, you dwell literally in the company of angels. At times you are giving instruction. You see, Paul the apostle, he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18, he said, I thank my Lord that I speak in tongues more than you all. I speak with tongues more than you all. And Paul the apostle experienced the ministry of angels and supernatural ministry more than they all. You saw that in Acts chapter 27, verse 23 and 24. Shataka. For they are stood by me this night. The angel of God. This is the man who said, I speak in tongues more than you all. The angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Saying, fear not, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. Don't pray against it. You will face Caesar. Lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. I pray I speak in tongues more than they all. Can somebody speak in tongues for 1 minute? Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute. We'll jump up in the next 3 minutes and we shall speak. Finally, how is the appearance of angels? Because many people at times are confused. Must I see something with wings and all of that? Appearance of angels, I divide it into two: supernatural and spectacular. That is where you see the bright shining of a being, maybe, and it's just golden or whatever, with wings and all of that. In Revelation chapter 18, verse 1, the Bible showed it, gave us an example of such an angel. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice. There are times where people have not seen a form. All that he saw was light. And everything was just light. And there was voice or speaking or whatever coming out of the light. Spiritual and spectacular. Number two is human and ordinary. There are times when you will not see anything extraordinary. Just human. Daniel, in Daniel chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. The Bible said that Daniel, and I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. And so he came near where I stood. Now that is, so it was a man. Now Daniel chapter 9 verse 21, he was describing Gabriel and he said, yeah, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, it was an angel, but he came as a man. And this was no ordinary angel. This is the archangel Gabriel. The messenger director. The message company angel. The head. Just like the Michael is the head of the warriors. This was Gabriel. And he came as a man. In Genesis chapter 18 verse 1 all the way to verse 11, Abraham sat and he was sitting and three men appeared to him. And these were messengers from heaven. The ones that prophesied about the birth of Isaac. They came as men. He even prepared food for them. They ate. That's a mystery. No wonder in Hebrews 13 verse 2, Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 2, He said,
be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
I've seen revelation of angelic revelation not too many times, just a couple of times. And I think I would say that maybe 60 to 60% of what I saw came in just like a plain man. That one that I saw that said, give me space, was a just normal man.
What was different was that his move was not human.
This one was normal size. This one was normal size, almost like this size. Just normal man. But his move was not normal. Am I communicating at all? Somebody was in the vehicle in Karuhia, about to go to travel to Jos, and saw a man stood at the, or he was sitting in the front, and he said to him, come down from this car, this vehicle. He looked at the man. Something about him looked somehow. So, really? Yes, come down from this car. He came down and said, wait and enter the other one. That was salvation for his life. Because on the way he saw this car that he came out of. Let me not complete the story. Am I communicating? Some people were driving in the time of snow, in the night in America, Christians. And they came to a cross section, the kind of place where the road will pass and the train will pass. And they were not looking well. And a man stood by the road and waved them until they stopped. Under 2 minutes or 1 minute, massive train just passed. They would have run into the train and crushed to death. And they looked for the man that stopped them. He was nowhere to be found. Man. Somebody say a loud amen. I saw one time at the altar in area one that is the size of maybe 10 or 20 men. Massive. With a knife. A sword. The height of a man can be like his ankle. He identified himself. And he identified the era in which he operated. And he was identifying himself as a deployment for the season. He demonstrated his hand moved with the speed of light. If he moved like this, a whole community of people can be wasted. From that day till tomorrow, I knew that there are classes and categories. As I'm speaking, there are many people seated here that God has given diverse kinds of experiences. But what is happening tonight is that there shall be an escalation. Even overnight tonight, there shall be an intensification. Will you stand up on your feet and begin to pray in the spirit? Stand up on your feet. Let us say ferreta sadagagala. Leka paradayadada. Leke sperete se feta kazagadaya hosa. Le perete setele faranagaga hasadish. Leka parates feronego barotaso. Yo parate se fete sita kaladoya. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Leka sete fete sika dagayadaho. Not a separate sana galahana, yet a separate sete via glano. Your parateza, perenega la hosa, your atese feretezini, oskepino le feronimot, your apites ke finanaha, la paranaus, perete tezida, ekespero tese feri gogolaya, masha toratase teferado, yata sefretesa koda galahadish, ye paratena kalayada. Rata se parodaiola. In the name of Jesus. Would you lift up your hands tonight? And we are connected from all over the world. We're going to pray two prayers. One for yourself. And one. For our nation. One man, international, well, acclaimed instrumentalist, pianist, keyboardist, musician. One day he came to his parlor where his keyboard was and saw a man playing the instrument the way he has never heard it. He was in tears. He was afraid. And from the story I heard, he got close to the man. He said, "Excuse me, sir, who are you?" He said to him, "I came to reveal to you the man you are meant to be." That is, people have been praising you that you have succeeded. I came to show you. He literally said, "I am the man you are meant to be. What I am doing now is what you are meant to be doing." This man was over 60 already. And he was wondering, where do I start from now? Father, I ask for the dispatch of the ministry of angels to assist the fulfillment of my destiny. Is that a good prayer? That is the summary. The fulfillment of your destiny means you cannot be killed before your time. You can't be cut short before your time. Affliction cannot be your portion. Father, I apply for the release of your ministering spirits to facilitate the fulfillment of my life's assignment and destiny. Are you going to pray that for even 1 or 2 minutes? Lift your hands and say, Father, I apply today for the dispatch of your ministry of angels, of the ministry of angels, for the fulfillment and realization of my assignment and destiny. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I ask, I apply for your help. I apply for your help, for the release of the ministry of angels, for the fulfillment and realization of my life assignment. I receive now. Open your mouth and pray. On the screen still. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I apply
today
for the release
of the ministry
of angels,
for the
fulfillment
and realization
of the destiny
of our nation.
Today,
say,
Father,
we apply
today
for
the release
of the
ministry
of angels,
for the
fulfillment
and
realization
of the
destiny
of
our
nation,
Nigeria,
in this
season.
Oh
Lord,
in the
name of
Jesus,
open your mouth
and pray.
Pray,
pray,
pray. fulfillment and realization of the destiny of our nation, Nigeria, in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we apply today. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Now lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Father, lay your hands on me. Yourself, lay your hands on me. Now, beyond angels, give me an encounter that will move my life to the next level. Open your mouth and say, Father,
Father,
I ask that you lay your hands on my life today. Usher me into an encounter today that will cause my life to count. Father, I ask that you lay your hands upon my life today. Give me an encounter that will move my life to the next level. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Lift your hands. Are you ready for an encounter? Are you ready? Lift your hands high. An encounter that will change your life. That will change your story. That will impact your world. An encounter for our nation as well. In this season. Lift your hands. Father, I ask that you confirm your word to your people tonight.
Your hands. I see something being released now. I see the impartation of longevity where the spirit of premature death is ravaging in a family right now. I see spells being broken by the ministry of angels. I see the battles coming to an end right now. I see divine guidance and divine direction. I see supernatural strength and health and vitality. I see preservation and protection. I see rescue from the prison. I see unusual supernatural supply. Divine provision. Open your mouth and begin to receive right now. Receive.
as high up everywhere. Mahashadogogola. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head. Lift your hands high. Father, give that daughter of yours an encounter tonight. By yourself. A change of story. A shift.
Something is happening already. Arrows of insanity returning back to hell. Cancer dying.
Death going to hell. The spirit of scarcity, shortage. Wretchedness being set on fire right now.
Lift your hands high. Mahashato God. Lift your hands high. When I say the name of Jesus, one, two, three, you scream, I receive. I'm trusting God for an encounter direct from God to you. An encounter direct from God. Changing your life tonight and giving you a new chapter, a new story.
Father, do it for that man. Do it for that woman. Receive that encounter in the name of Jesus. One, two, and three.
Protection and preservation. Divine guidance and direction. Divine revelation. Supernatural provision.
Strength, health, vitality. Victory in every current battle right now.
And the establishment of divine purpose. Wave your hands and give the Lord the praise.